Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The same, it seems to me, would be true, say, for the market in emergency services. Police, fire, ambulance, roadside assistance, whatever. You don't know when you're going to need it. You're not sure that you will. But the same is true for healthcare. You don't know if you're going to need a heart transplant or if you ever will. So there's a market there. In some extent, we all participate in it. So can the government require you to buy a cell phone because that would facilitate responding when you need emergency services? You can just dial 911 no matter where you are.
There's Supreme Court Justice John Roberts from this week's hearings on Obamacare. The Supreme Court and the Affordable Care Act are where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have you along. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's listen to host Simon Conway talking to Daniel Weber from the Association of Mature American Citizens about why he believes the Affordable Care Act is bad for America.
Okay, so look, whilst the AARP is running around saying Obamacare is wonderful, don't you dare take it away, AMAC has a completely different perspective on this for people of all ages, right?
That's correct, yeah. AMAC feels that Obamacare was a huge mistake. Our members, we polled our members, and our members, 96% said they didn't want to change a medical plan. AARP never even bothered to poll their members.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you didn't watch, nobody can watch, but you've read the report, which is ridiculous, by the way. In this day and age, we should be able to see what's going on in the Supreme Court.
At least hear it, right?
Yeah, at least hear it, but nothing. But you've read the reports. What do you make of what took place?
Well, it looks like the good thing is it's not going to be, well, you know, we don't know for sure, but it looks like the question of whether it's a tax or not, mm-hmm. That's going to be eliminated. So now we just get into Is it permitted under the Commerce Clause or not?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, the Constitution is so simple. It's one sentence. May I read that one sentence,
of course,
Simon? Constitution says the Congress can regulate commerce with foreign nations, among the several states, and with the Indian tribes. That's all that's in the Constitution on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we got foreign nations, among the several states and the Indian tribes. Where the heck does it say they can regulate an individual citizen and what we have to buy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but it does seem fairly simplistic to me.
What we've got to do is go back to the basic common sense and logic. Now, I know the attorneys have a way of making mountains out of molehills, as we say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've got all kinds of things going on. The Solicitor General is presenting the government's case.
Are you talking about the ex? Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the present Solicitor General.
Yep.
Not the Supreme Court Justice Kagan, who was the Solicitor General.
Absolutely. Yes.
Who
I know.
Wrote articles in favor of it, and now she's making a decision whether it's constitutional or not. Doesn't that seem a little odd?
It seems extremely odd to me. What's your best guess here?
Well, my best guess, seriously, is I believe they will find the individual mandate definitely is not constitutional. Now, whether they sever that from the rest of the law, you know, and say just that part is bad, or whether they say because that part is bad, the whole thing is bad, or there are other, some of the attorneys general have said there are other points that they'll be bringing up, and maybe they'll find other sections that are unconstitutional also.
Mm, but so, of course, you know, they put specific language into the law, and most people think it was designed to put pressure on the Supreme Court, that if they rule one part of the law unconstitutional, then the whole thing falls down. That was a lot of people think that language was put in there specifically to put pressure on the Supreme Court not to bring the whole thing down. But
yeah,
that's what they will do.
I think that actually could backfire.
Mm.
I think that if the justices look at it a certain way, then it's going to backfire on the people who thought of that idea. But a lot remains to be seen.
We probably shouldn't leave this, so in a few moments we'll get back to the Supreme Court discussion. Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on health care in America.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $1.49 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store. Don't wait. Sale absolutely ends close of business Saturday.
Yep, the Supreme Court and the Affordable Care Act. Don't you love the way the government, these guys come up with these names? Wow. Here is host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about when we're likely to find out if the law is going to be upheld or overturned.
We're all talking today about the Supreme Court, and of course they're hearing oral arguments on what's called Obamacare, the health care plan. What is the timetable for when America finds out what the Supreme Court decides on this, and how do you think this impacts the presidential election in play?
Well, first of all, the timetable is it's actually one of the longest periods of oral argument in the history of the court, which shows the importance of the case. They will actually start meeting to vote on the various issues next week, I believe. Then they will, however the vote turns out, the majority, they'll sign the writing of the opinions. That is a process that goes on for a long time because they keep handing the opinion around and around and commenting. And during that time, any of the justices can change their vote also. So we won't know until June this year. That's when they will hand down the decision. But they'll be working on it starting immediately after the oral arguments conclude.
And how do you answer critics who say this is an assault on the Constitution of the United States? How can we let the government force people to buy a product? What's next? They're going to make us buy broccoli, I heard someone say.
Well, there are actually several issues that are being argued during these 3 days, that being one of them, what's called the individual mandate. This was actually a Republican idea. It came out of the Heritage Foundation, which is a Republican think tank. It was, as everybody knows, part of the Mitt Romney plan in Massachusetts. Now it's being challenged. The question is whether or not you can, and there was a federal lower court decision on this, whether you can, as an individual, remove yourself from the healthcare industry or the healthcare segment of the economy, because you never know when you're going to get sick. You never know when you're going to have an injury. So you can't just say, I'm going to withdraw from that that economic entity. And so there was one from lower court that upheld the law with that argument. Others have said, no, the individual mandate is an overreach. That's what the justices have to decide. There are other instances of you actually having to go out and buy things. For instance, when you go to school, parents have to get their kids vaccinated, and you have to go out and pay for the vaccination. That's part of the cost of going to school. So, and there are numerous other instances where you actually have to pay. Everybody has to pay into the Medicare trust fund, the Medicare tax, even though they don't even get the insurance until they turn 65. So there are a lot of instances. This is the only one probably where you actually have to buy a commercial product, which is what some of the objections to the law, that's the point they raise. Again, we'll find out what the court thinks on this.
From MSNBC, Chris Matthews here with political analyst Howard Fineman and Jonathan Gruber. They talk about Mitt Romney's connection to this law and how the Supreme Court's decision may affect his campaign.
It might be one of the greatest ironies of the 2012 presidential election. The politician who has been one of the strongest and most persuasive advocates for the controversial individual mandate in health care is not the president of the United States, but rather his very likely Republican opponent. Mitt Romney put in place a law in Massachusetts that became the role model for the president's own law. But he's now one of the biggest critics of what's called Obamacare, at least by his critics. Professor Gruber, in any terms, layman's experts, is there any big difference between what Romney did up in Massachusetts and what the president has done through his law nationwide?
Chris, there's not really a meaningful difference in the core of the plans. The basis of the national plan is what we did in Massachusetts, both just in how it's structured. You can see that. It's the same structure. And in the development of it, I can testify that I was asked constantly, how did you do it in Massachusetts? How did you make it work in Massachusetts? Now, the federal law is more ambitious in two ways. First of all, in Massachusetts, Mitt Romney had a nice leg up because the feds paid for his bill. The federal government doesn't have that leg up. Second of all, our bill in Massachusetts did not try to take on cost control, which the Affordable Care Act does. So you can really think of the Affordable Care Act as Romney's plan for Massachusetts with these two extra parts.
And it has that cost control to make up for the fact that it didn't have a revenue stream. This difference, what is the fight about then? Is it just purely politics, Professor? There is no substantive difference between what Romney wanted to tell people. Look, as he put it, 92% of the people in Massachusetts have health care insurance. The other 8 don't. I'm going to make sure the other 8 get it.
You know, you don't have to listen to my opinion. Just do the logic on this. This is a Republican idea. It was originally developed by conservative economists. And at the bill signing in 2006, so Mitt Romney proudly signed this law into place, on the podium was a speaker from Heritage Foundation talking about what a great conservative law this was. All of a sudden, President Obama, being pragmatic and smart about it, decided this is a good idea, let's adopt that, and suddenly it's the devil's work. I don't see how that can be anything but pure partisan politics.
You know, Howard, it reminds me of the old song from the 30s. You say neither, I say neither. A distinction without a difference. Anytime Obama calls for a tax cut on a payroll tax deduction or anything like that, it's called no good. The Republicans think of it, it's a great idea. The same exact proposal. Is this what's going on here? You guys did it first, so we're going to dump on you for it. We're going to try to declare it unconstitutional, even though it's a conservative provision.
Well, sure. And here's 4 pages of talking points from the Romney campaign about Obamacare. It doesn't mention at all the word mandate. In other words, Mitt Romney's totally glossing over the fact that the conceptual core of his plan and the president's plan is to require everybody to have insurance. It doesn't work, it doesn't pencil, unless you require healthy, mostly younger people to take part and spread the costs. It doesn't work. So conceptually, they're the same, as the professor said, but Mitt Romney doesn't want to mention that, and his talking points don't mention it.
All right, let's see. This seems like a good point in the countdown to shift our conversation to who's running for president, so we'll get to that next on the countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk about hot stuff. Host Chris DeGaulle talks to former Minnesota governor and former presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty about whether he thinks the prolonged primary season hurts his party.
You're a Governor Romney supporter, but I wonder just generally in terms of the competition for this nomination. Some, like Sununu and others, have said that guys like Newt and guys like Santorum are in it purely because of ego and emotion. They're just beyond logical. They need to get out of the way. This is damaging to the process, damaging to the party. Can you speak to that feeling of, gosh, I want to compete. I believe I'm the guy. I believe I'm best. And then the moment where you have to say, well, obviously this doesn't add up. The math doesn't work. I mean, who are we to say someone's
yeah.
out, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I've got a unique perspective on it, or perhaps a somewhat unique perspective on it. And in our case, you know, we thought somebody was going to break out of the pack early. I was not a well-known candidate from a small state. And so we put a lot of chips down early in that early stages of the Iowa process. And as it turns out, you know, we obviously the race went on more competitively for much longer than I expected and perhaps many others expected. But now we're at the point, we're setting aside the spin, you know, setting aside the emotion. If you just look at it numerically, you know, it's pretty obvious that Mitt is on the trajectory to be the nominee. It's not the Romney campaign's place or my place to tell other people when to bow out or under what circumstances to bow out. But if you accept the premise, and I do, and I think the numbers support it, that Mitt's going to be the nominee in all likelihood, you know, what is the rest of this about, and what's the activity about? And, you know, again, it's not our place to tell people when to drop out or when to get the party united, but sooner the better in terms of focusing on Obama and getting him defeated.
Talk to Gene Mueller with ABC's Sam Donaldson. They talk about the state of the race as the candidates gear up for yet another set of primaries coming next week.
Mitt Romney has passed Rick Santorum in the Marquette University Law School poll released yesterday. What do you think the cause of that is? Is it the eventuality of Romney, or is it the ads that he's dropping here in the Badger State?
Both. I mean, it's a couple of things. You've seen this time after time. He starts behind in the big states, Michigan, Ohio, you know, you call it, Wisconsin. And then in the last closing 48, 72 hours, because of his ad campaign, he's got a lot of money and he pours it in, and because people, as you say, begin to think, well, he's going to be the nominee, we might as well just accept it, he seems to get ahead in the polls. But as this season is such that I'm going to wait till we get the returns before I call it.
Yeah, you got Rick Santorum going across the state talking about, you know, throwing three strikes up in Sheboygan. They call that a turkey back home. And he's right. He knows his bowling jargon. He's coming off as the common guy. He knows he doesn't have the big budget. He can't buy the ads the way Mitt Romney can. He seems to be selling himself that way through the conventional news media outlets as the common guy in a state where you would think that that would work.
No, yeah, well, he connects with people. Mitt Romney doesn't connect with people who don't make, you know, less than $250,000, $500,000 a year. Now, I don't mean that to be a low blow, but let's face it, every time he tries to be just a regular guy, he doesn't know the language, he doesn't know the lingo, he doesn't know how to do it. But Santorum has a big problem. In state after state, people who go to the polls, even some people who vote for him, say, it's Mitt Romney that has the best chance in the fall to beat Barack Obama, and that's what we're looking for. And so that's what the people in Wisconsin may be looking for also.
The other story that's circulating today on the Republican side, Newt Gingrich cutting staff and vowing, though, to stay in it to the end. What do you think about that?
No, he's out of there. I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen, but sooner than later. He doesn't have any more money because I think the Adelsons, the casino owners in Las Vegas, have been bankrolling him. They're not going to throw much more good money after bad. And he hasn't been able to win, except for South Carolina. He just hasn't done well, even in the South. He won Georgia, his native state, that's true. But outside of that, and you look ahead, you know, you just don't see any route for him at all.
Yeah, what's he looking for then by staying in, vowing to stay in through the convention? What's endgame for him? What's he looking for, just a speech at the convention?
Well, until the moment you withdraw, you vow to stay in. But Michelle Bachmann lost the first, you know, in Iowa just so badly. That night she vowed to stay in. Of course, the next morning she withdrew, which was a sensible thing. So don't pay any attention to what he says, pay attention to what he does. And I don't see how he can stay in. I mean, why be humiliating state after state after state for no reason?
You want to be heard on, any number of three things, the Supreme Court, presidential race, and the Martin case in Florida. Help yourself at 800-510-8255 when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's now 33 after the hour, 800-510-8255, and email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Following us on Twitter and Facebook is easy to do. You can find out by going to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Our conversation about health care, whether or not things are going down the tube or not, looks or sounds more like the Justice Kennedy, that's how they refer them to, the Justice Kennedy makes the decision. He's the deciding vote. And a lot of people who are much more informed about this than am I, and probably you as well, think that he's not on the side of keeping this, or I guess maybe the better way of looking at it, he's not sure that with his questions, that the situation that exists is what ought to exist. So what happens if this all goes up in smoke? 800-510-8255. That is, what happens, those of you who don't like President Obama say, wow, that'll be great. Okay, so then what do you do as an advanced country about the people who don't have health insurance? What do you do about the insurance companies who continue to screw people because they're not in business to pay claims, they're in business to screw you? What do you do under the circumstances about the people who aren't covered, people who have had conditions previously, the circumstances, pre-existing conditions, whatever you call it? Don't you think those people need to have some coverage? If you choose to have coverage, what happens under the scenario that apparently will exist in June when the thing goes away? 800-510-8255. What happens to the prevention programs that are part of so-called Obamacare? What happens to things that were addressed by this bill that were correctly addressed? What happens? 800-510-8255. Christine in Connecticut with thoughts on Congress.
Congress should have simply passed legislation to prohibit insurance companies from dropping you should you get a serious illness, and also to prohibit insurance companies from refusing to insure you if you have a pre-existing condition or if you're over 50. That's what they should have done. And where's the affordability factor? But you're going to collect all this money from all these different people, and there are a lot of people in that quack who can't even, wouldn't even be able to afford the $700 or whatever it is for the penalty.
All right. What do you do? That is the question. Supreme Court held their final day of arguments yesterday on the constitutionality of the health care law. Justices discussing what would happen if they struck down this key provision that requires uninsured people to buy the insurance. Observers say it seemed the majority of the court believes that if the individual mandate is declared unconstitutional, the rest of the health care law can't stand. A couple of the justices, including the Chief Justice, seemed open to the possibility that parts of the law could still be salvaged. What say you about that? 800-510-8255. Let's listen to the thoughts of George, who's listening in New Hampshire to the countdown.
Back in the 60s, before we had the government involved in Medicare, our cost of medical coverage and people going to the doctor was 5 to 6% of our economy. It has grown 300%. That's above and beyond inflation. So at the rate it's growing, that in 50 years from now, 48% of our economy will be for medical coverage. Now, there are a lot of people getting rich off of the medical coverage and the medical providing medical care, and nobody seems to have any plan to control these costs whatsoever. And we're just opening ourselves up for the spring here in the United States, where our people will have to rise up because we won't be able to afford to live here.
We'll have to rise up in New Hampshire, where he lives. The state slogan is live free or die. 800-510-8255. Some have described this as an extraordinary review of the health care law. The court is considered to be more right of center. So that's why people think that the redefinition of the federal government's power is what's important. We've all decried the what seem to be bad decisions, stupid decisions, the overturning of McCain-Feingold with a ruling a couple of years ago on campaign financing, and how that outrageously has affected what you see as candidates and who's sticking around and who isn't. The justices will probably be deeply divided on that. The Affordable Care Act, unlike anything the court has seen in decades. It's been actually 50 years since the justices have spent this much time on a subject. 50 years. It does seem we've learned a lot about how the process works. An hour is normally all you get to argue before the Supreme Court. When momentous decisions are made, how do they make up their mind just listening to stuff in an hour? Or maybe that tells us what we ought to do here on programs like this and limiting people's time on the air. Max is in Brownwood, Texas. Glad to have Brownwood on board. What do you think, Max?
Yeah, I think I can draw an analogy to no-fault divorce, which started in one state in the 60s, and all 50 states had that by the 80s. Eventually, if things work out in Massachusetts, each of the states will probably try something like that. And the federal government can also expand Medicare without violating the Constitution. So they shoved this thing through Congress with so many attachments and so little examination in such a rush, and it does violate the Constitution. And like I say, there are other programs and other ways to
What would some of those be, Max?
Well, they can expand the Medicare program, provide for other classes of people, and the states, along with the federal government, can expand Medicaid coverage. So there are already programs in place that can be used without coming up with a whole taking over 12% of the economy.
Yeah. Be interesting to see if what goes on in Massachusetts gets challenged now, although it's not exactly the same. Actually, it's not the same in many different respects. All right, Max, thank you for your input. 800-510-8255, our Talk Radio Countdown Show discussion of health care and what happens. The law professor, Obama was a law professor. He's intrigued, so they say, in the White House by these hearings over the constitutionality of the health care law that he pushed through. He studied a summary of the arguments when he was flying back from that summit in South Korea. The political side of the president may need to draw up his judicial patience, waiting for what happens. Is this going to affect the presidential race? And if it does, how does it? 800-510-8255. Steve is listening to the countdown in Georgia.
My comment is actually I'm starting to believe the average Republican man or woman in this country has become the king and queen of the slippery slope fallacy. You know, they always talk as if they have a crystal ball to predict the future. This is going to bankrupt the nation and so on and so forth. On what basis? Are you a statistician? Are you a mathematician? They just make all these wild claims about things without any fact or proof about what is going to happen in the future.
What are you for and what are you against? This is a good time for you to get an appraisal of what you really think. We hear a lot of people, because it's election hearing, we're arguing back and forth, this guy's good, that guy's bad. We need to change this. We need to help ourselves to that. There's too much of that, I think. Too much of what's the government going to do for me. And that didn't start with Barack Obama. It didn't start with George Bush. It didn't start with Bill Clinton. It didn't start with... There are a lot of people actually going back to Ronald Reagan these days and suggesting that many of the things that were done there weren't so helpful. The banking rules that were changed... There's a little bit of a break in the love affair because of the reality of some of the things that have come that you wouldn't have seen, actually. You wouldn't have seen the immediate effect and then the long-term effect. Sometimes hard to judge on any of these decisions that are made, any of these changes in policy. In fact, decisions that you make yourself on what's going on in your life are hard, very hard to boil down to, okay, this is how it's going to affect us today, and then you think, oh, what's going to happen down the road? And you don't worry about what if. You think about what is. And what is that 30, 40 million people in the country don't have health insurance. What is we are a nation of sick people who eat badly, who are overweight to the nth degree. No other place on the planet has people who are actually as unhealthy as we are. What do you do about that? Who's discussing that? 800-510-8255. We continue with your thoughts on all of this. It's a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down, unfortunately.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks are the respective owners.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
800-510-8255. I guess under the circumstances, sometimes people, as they try to understand what goes on in a circumstance like this on a talk radio program like this, this is like the other programs you listen to, got to have a bit of patience. A lot of people are calling 800-510-8255. And as there are people in the queue, three, four, five maybe ahead of you, if not more, you need to be patient. Otherwise, don't waste your time calling, because if you can't wait for a few minutes, probably I don't want you to be frustrated. And also, when you call, the conversation that you have, this is just a little radio 101 or talk radio 101. When you're calling, it's important to have a point and to make it. When Michael answers your phone call, that means you need to be ready to speak. And if you go on for a minute or more with him trying to explain what you're going to say on the air, it's probably also not worth your call, because it needs to be something that is in your mind and helpful for people to understand as they listen to you. All right, with that in mind, here's Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Let's hear from you in a succinct, intelligent way. Dan, go ahead.
Okay, succinct and intelligent, hopefully. I believe that the Congress needs to pass legislation allowing the insurance companies to sell across the lines throughout the contiguous 48 states, as well as Hawaii and Alaska, and thus creating competition for the insurance companies, and allow people then to buy their insurance in co-ops, or individually, but it would lower the price, and it would take the federal government out of the insurance game and end all of this hyperbole that's going on in regards to health care. for those that are...
Well, insurance isn't health care. Insurance is just that.
Yes,
it's insurance
covers health care, Doug.
No, I'm saying that insurance does. And I think your idea is the right one and perhaps the most salient part of all of this. It's ridiculous that this isn't allowed and encouraged and perhaps mandated. So you have a good point, Dan. Thank you for making it. 800-510-8255, the talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio here at 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What ideas are you married to and what ideas are you flexible about when it comes to this discussion? 800-510-8255. How is your family affected? How are you affected? Having insurance that is competitive, as the last gentleman suggested, is a great idea. And you may or may not know that after Massachusetts, California, and Connecticut and Delaware and Kansas and Minnesota and Oregon and Wisconsin and Wyoming all wanted a fellow named Jonathan Gruber, who is a numbers wizard at MIT. They wanted this guy to help them figure out how to fix the healthcare systems. And that's because he became fairly well known after Mitt Romney and his overhaul of health care, health insurance, really, when he was the governor of Massachusetts. This was about health insurance here, not about health care. And that's the misnomer here. As I pointed out when I was talking to the gentleman just a few minutes ago, I think his name was Dan, it isn't about the health care system. It's about insurance and paying for a broken system. That's one of the reasons that I've been opposed to the system that was part of this bill. But there are things in it that are pretty good. And so finding it, if in fact they had passed these things, they'd taken the bill apart, and Obama, instead of being such a damn egotist, should have seen this if he has the law back. He's very immature, naive, inexperienced. And so this is a good idea, or a lot of the tenets of the so-called Reform Law Act. There are a lot of good things in it, but because of the way the arrogance of the power held by the president, the inexperience, naivete, whatever it is that you want to attribute to this thing, and the Democrats falling, as the Republicans do, it's one of the problems of the party system, they fall in lockstep with a leader and do what they want you to do, well, it didn't pay off. And in the end, Obama needs to be held responsible for all the anxiety that's been created by this, for all of the trouble, the money that's been spent and wasted, because he didn't do a good job, because he doesn't have any experience. This is a terrible bill, as it was put together. Take the pieces of it that are good apart and pass them one by one. And try to do something that helps people instead of you helping yourself and trying to kid people into saying that you're doing it for them. That's what you're there for. But most presidents are like Obama. They're only interested in themselves, especially getting reelected. Here's Maggie in Cape Canaveral. Hi, Maggie. Welcome to the Countdown.
Good morning. Well, I wrote a letter to Scalia on Tuesday and mailed it because one point I never heard mentioned. Everybody mentions that you have to give people health care, which makes it, when they show up, which makes it unique. But also, it is the courts who created that license to freeload. They have a responsibility to fix that. They're the ones that know who made that you have to deal with people when they show up, whether they want to pay or not. That the courts did that.
Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Patty in Arizona.
I'm a Republican, but I'm going to be voting for Obama this year. And I'm from Arizona. I've been here all my life, and I just wanted to state that I'm super embarrassed at what we've done to our citizens just here in Arizona by denying them care through attrition. Our governor decided that if you don't have children after July 1st of last year, really no matter what happens, if you don't have children, you don't get care here. It's embarrassing.
Well, your governor is a bit of an embarrassment, but there are some good things. Again, it's not always just the one issue. There are many things that governor has done. She's actually handled a number of things well. But, you know, nobody's perfect. And you expect the person who's running a state or the federal government to be perfect? It's not going to happen. Too many interests to bow down to. Don in Florida, wrap this up.
I think that that's a good thing, that this health care should go ahead. It should go ahead with this. As Congress been sitting around not doing anything and wasting taxpayers' money fighting the president on everything he's done all he can do and still doing good. What they need to do is try to get together and come up with something. They haven't come up with anything, so why are they trying to fight this down?
Well, sir, the idea here is to understand that the political system is flawed, and neither side has a clue as to what really is the right thing to do because they're so, again, interested in serving their own interests. A lot of good talk and conversation, understanding the issue has happened in this hour of the Talk.